Das Chazor sich nicht mehr gefragt, warum Yehuda mir sagt, dass Kedushin darf ein Beis. Rami Bar Abba said, Chavel Yama has the best Yichas of Bavel, and Shunya and Guvia are the best of Chavel Yama. Ravina adds that Tzitzoyra is also the best of Chavel Yama. The Brisa says this as well. Rav Papa said that today there are Kuta mixed into the people of these places. The Gemara says it's incorrect. It once happened that a Kuti tried to marry a girl there, but the people did not let him. Rav Papa said, Chavel Yama is Paras of Borsi. Zokmar Vaita, a person said that he was from Shoit Mishoit. Rav Yitzchak Nafka said, Shoit Mishoit is between the rivers. Abai, in the name of Rav Chama Bar Ukva, the name of Rav Yossi, the son of Rav Chanina, said, this means that the place has purely Yichus like Pampadisa. Rav Yechanan said, it's located from Ihi Dekira and up. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yechanan says the border for these purposes is at the Gizma Bridge, which is more down from there. The Gemara says there's a small strip of land of pure Yichas that extends around the Pasul areas and encompasses these places. Rabbi Ika Bar Rav, the name of Hananel, the name of Rav, said Chalzoin and Nihavand are of pure Yichas. Abaye said, don't listen to him. He's just saying that because he has a Yavama there that he wants to marry. Rabbi Ika said to him, it's not I who said this, it's Rabbi Hananel. They went and asked Rabbi Hananel, and he confirmed that he heard this from Rav. We find that Rav Abba Bar Kahana dashens a pasuk to teach that these places were not of pure yichas. Rav Yechanan dashens a pasuk in which Daniel told of his nevuah where he saw a beer. Rav Yechanan said it refers to these cities that were sometimes under Persian control and sometimes were not. Rav Yosef told a brisa that the beer in the dream refers to the Persians who are compared to a beer because they eat and drink like a beer, they're fat like a beer, and they're hairy like a beer, and they never rest like a beer. Rabbi asked Levi to compare the Persians to something. He said they're like the mighty soldiers of David's army. He then asked for a comparison of the Chaborin. He said they are like Malochim of destruction. He then asked about the Yishma'elim. He said they are like the Shadim of the bathrooms. He then asked about Tamid HaCham. He said they are like Malochim. When Rebbe was dying, he said a number of prophetic statements. He said there's a city in Humanya in Bavel, and the people are all Amoinim. He said there's a city of Mizgaria in Bavel, and the people are all Mamzerim. There's a city of Burka in Bavel, and in it there are two brothers who trade their wives with each other. He said there's a city of Birsa de Satya in Bavel. The people have today turned away from Hashem. In that place, on Shabbos, the fish pond overflowed with fish, and the people went and caught the fish on Shabbos of Achad, the son of Rabbi Yoshia, put them in Chayrim, and the people then turned away from Hashem. He then said, Rabbi then said, there's a city of Akra the Agma in Bavel, and there's a person named Ada Bar Ahava, who is today sitting in the lap of Avraham Avinu. Pashas means his bris was today. He then said, Rabbi, that he said, today Rabbi Yehuda was born in Bavel. Mar says, this is like we learned that before one tzaddik passes away, there's another is born who will take his place. We find that when Rabbi Kiva passed away, Rabbi was born. When Rabbi passed away, Rabbi Yehuda was born. When Rabbi Yehuda passed away, Rava was born. When Rava passed away, Rabbi Ashri was born. And we find this in the Psukim that before Eli passed, Shmuel was ready to become the leader. Zok Nuravaita Pasuk tells us that when Yecheskel had a nevuah that Platyahu ben Benaya died, he threw himself down and cried to Hashem. Rav and Shmuel argue. One says it was because Platyahu was a righteous man, and that's why Yecheskel cried out. He says that when Nebuchadnezzar was going to send Yidden to Meshon to serve his son-in-law, Platyahu convinced him to send other slaves in their place and to allow the Yidden to serve Nebuchadnezzar and remain where they were in a place of established Torah, etc. The other says that he was actually a Rasha, as Yecheskel saw in the Nevuah, and that he was disgraced in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Yecheskel was crying out because he was upset that Platyahu died peacefully. Zachmar Vaitlimar earlier said that people from Bavel have a chazaka of pure yichas, but from other lands they do not. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, said this is the view of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chum said all Yidden have a chazaka of pure yichas. Ameimar Zachti Gemara allowed Rav Huna Bar Nosson to marry a woman from Mechuza. Rav Ashi said you must be relying on Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, who said the Chum said all Yidden have a chazaka of pure yichas. But you should know that Rav Kahana, Rav Papa, and Rav Zvid all say that Shmuel says no such chazaka. Still, Ameimar allowed the marriage because he heard from Rav Zvid of Narado that Shmuel said that the Chum said there's a chazaka of pure yichas for all Yidden wherever they are. Rabbi Yossi says, Mamzerim and Nesim will be purified in the times of Mashiach. Rabbi Meir says they will not be purified. Rabbi Yossi darshens us from a pasuk of Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Utahartem, which he says refers to this Yichas purification. Rabbi Meir says the pasuk says, Mikol Tumaisechem Umikol Giluleichem, which teaches that the purification is from sin, not from Yichas. Rabbi Yossi says the pasuk then says, Atahar Eschem, which teaches that even Yichas will be purified. Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yosef said, if Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel did not pass like Rabbi Yossi, Eliyahu would come and have to take out huge groups of Yidden to separate them.